there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the last human voice.
7:44 in the morning, 54 degrees under kind of drippy skies outside the KRSN studios.
And we are talking with Yvonne Atencio, Executive Director of the Habitat for Humanity, EVLA. Good morning, Yvonne. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Nancy. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Let's get a little bit of a backstory on Habitat for Humanity, EVLA.
I'm sorry, say that again. It sounds a little fuzzy.
Okay, I'm just saying, give us a little bit of an overview of what is Habitat for Humanity in the Española Valley and Los Alamos.
Awesome, thank you. Yep, we are on the finishing side, although our contractor, Stan Premax, says, no, we have a lot of work to do, and he's right, on our new house in Los Alamos on Cuesta Street. So I really want to encourage people to please come out and help us finish that house so we can get Yvette and her little boy moved in before winter, and especially at the holidays. Well, most importantly, the winter, because currently the current housing situation is not very warm, and so it would be wonderful to get them into their home. We are currently hanging the interior doors. We're getting ready to seal the floor. It's a stained concrete floor. And we've got the cabinets to put in and shelving and hanging closet doors, that kind of thing. There's a lot of work to be done still outside. And so we really, really need some folks to show up on Saturdays.
And what kind of skills do people need to help out?
No special skills necessary, just a desire to help Yvette get into her home. Stan or another straw boss is what we call them. That's the construction supervisor for the day. They are always on hand to show people, what needs to be done and how to do it. And at this point, it's a lot of, no special skills needed, a lot of outside work. There's quite a steep hill in her backyard, and so we're terracing that and making it safe for her little boy, and then obviously finishing up on the inside this Saturday. We're going to be also working on the front porch, putting in hand railing and that kind of thing. And we have a volunteer, Jonathan, that will be taking charge of that and having volunteers help, and he'll instruct. So no special skills needed ever.
Now, I understand that when you originally made the timeline for the house, you planned to do work on both Fridays and Saturdays, but just couldn't really get the volunteer help on Fridays.
Right, that's correct. Yeah, that didn't really work out for us. We thought we'd give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're on Saturdays when we start at 8 o'clock in the morning. And usually they quit around 2 or 3 o'clock. So, you still have time to do your Saturday stuff afterwards. It's a lot of fun. We've had some very regular volunteers that we're thankful for that have, just made it a habit to show up on Saturdays, and we really appreciate them. We really, really want to get it done quickly before winter.
So is the painting all done?
Painting's done inside and out. This past Saturday, we were hanging doors, like I said, and working on the porch area, and also, working on the terracing of the backyard that's pretty steep, and it's moving along nicely.
Mm-hmm.
But more hands are definitely needed.
So let's talk a little bit about the Habitat for Humanity and your I guess you'd call it your mission. How did it all come about?
I didn't catch the tail end of that, Nancy.
Tell us about Habitat for Humanity in general, please.
Oh, okay. So Habitat for Humanity is a Christian housing ministry. The intention is to help folks become homeowners that would not ordinarily become homeowners, meaning that they don't have so much money the bank is going to, give them a loan necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And the homeowners are required to work alongside the volunteers. We call it sweat equity, and that's one of the requirements. One of the three requirements is that they're willing to perform that sweat equity. A second requirement is that they have the ability to pay Habitat for Humanity back. And that, this is the way it works all over the world. These are the three requirements. Pay us back, meaning that Habitat for Humanity affiliates pay for the entire construction expense. And when the home is finished, the homeowner repays the mortgage on a 0% interest loan to their Habitat affiliate, and they repay what it costs. There's no, you know, profit at all. It's, and that's part of the ministry, to make it affordable and just to have folks repay.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about a mortgage, a huge part of the mortgage, at least for the first number of years, is the interest payment that the homeowner is paying. So you're saving a lot. I'm sure the payments are much, much lower than a normal mortgage.
Oh, it's incredible. You know, it just, when I first started working for Habitat about 20 years ago, I just was stunned, you know, at that fact, because we know you just don't get away without paying interest on anything, you know, a car, any kind of loan, basically, furniture, and of course your home. So that's a tremendous blessing. Every single homeowner that we've partnered with, and this is our 11th house, our 11th brand new house in our 23-year history, and we've performed 56 home repairs. But in regards to new homes, every single homeowner pays less to own their home than they were paying in their rental before they moved into their Habitat home. And the home mortgage payment also includes an escrow account to cover their property taxes and their home insurance so that they don't get hit with that large bill at the end of the year. It's all part of their monthly payment. The last requirement is that they have a need for the home. You know, when we are accepting applications, we take the applications for a period of time and we review them. We ask for financial information. We want to know what their current housing situation is. We do a credit check. We do a background criminal, sexual predator history check. We're pretty careful about screening our homeowners. And folks do not have to have a perfect credit report, especially if it's not good because of medical issues. We totally understand that sometimes somebody might have a car accident or a sick child or some sort of a medical condition that can cause them to not have the best credit. And we tend to look the other way a bit on that particular issue. So once we've reviewed the application, people that look good on paper actually get a home visit by a group of volunteers called the Family Selection Committee. And that Family Selection Committee sits and talks with the applicant and, you know, kind of walks through the home, and the current home that they're living in, and it's always a rental. Because if you own your own home, you don't qualify mm-hmm. for a Habitat home, unless it's maybe, you know, falling down around you and it's a very serious situation. That would probably be the exception for that. But this Family Selection Committee does its home visits and then makes a recommendation to the board of directors, typically recommending maybe like the top three, possibly four applicants that seem to need the home the most, mm-hmm. and kind of presents their case, what their situation is, and the board of directors chooses the family that needs the home the most, and then they're invited to partner with us for a new house.
And generally, how long is the process from applications to when people move in?
Oh, gosh, that can take, unfortunately, a year and a half, sometimes 2 years, because of the, first of all, the screening process, et cetera, and then, you know, the permit process begins, and that can take, you know, 2 to 4 months to get all of those ducks in a row. Mm-hmm. And then it takes quite a while to actually build the house because we're dependent on volunteers on Saturdays. So there's been times, you know, in our history when maybe only 3 or 4 people would show up, which, of course, makes it take even longer. So that's why I really want to encourage people, if you have the, you know, desire to help people be a homeowner and in a little time on Saturdays, even if it's just for a half a day, it can make a world of difference.
So you meet at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's probably best if people get there around 8 when they're organizing the day. I'm saying it's probably best if people get there close to 8 because that's when they'll be organizing the work of the day.
Yes, yes. And that's when you're going to, you know, just be better informed instead of kind of showing up and everything's in progress and trying to, you know, find your way and see what you're going to do. Yeah, the morning is when assignments are made and everybody, you know, knows what's going on and what the task is for the day.
And then also people get fed lunch.
Yes, and then we have volunteers, and we have some businesses, Home Run Pizza, for one, that has been donating lunch. Understand the golf course, this new restaurant, is going to be sending lunch this next Saturday on the 17th, I believe. So we thank, you know, the community for supporting lunch, because that's very important. We do get very tired and hungry, so that's always a great blessing. We actually have a neighbor on Cuesta Street, Sue Dummer, who's made lunch quite a few times, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a wonderful thing. And we are always looking for lunch donations. So if people, you know, feel moved to do that, please give us a call.
Okay. We are talking with Yvonne Atencio, Executive Director of the Habitat for Humanity, Española Valley, Los Alamos. Yvonne, what else would you like to share with us today?
I'm sorry, Nancy, say that again.
What else would you like to share with us today?
Oh, what else would I like to share?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, there's an echo on my end, a little bit of an echo. We need volunteers everywhere. We need volunteers in our thrift shops. We're very thankful for the great donations we've been receiving. Our thrift stores are providing the funds to build these homes, to build these wonderful homes for people that are not going to have one otherwise. And it's just pretty incredible to see the great support that we have and that we are able to cover, you know, our expenses, payroll, pay the electric, that type of thing, and have money for construction. It's a great blessing. We try and keep our staff to a minimum, so we're very dependent on volunteers. We're very careful about, you know, how we take care of the funds that we make in our stores, and we're very happy to honestly say that when people donate and when they contribute to the construction of homes, when you send in a donation and it's, you know, specifically for construction, it goes into our construction account because we're not dependent on you know, outside means besides our stores terribly. We are always looking for money for construction so we can build more and do more. But because of the success of our stores, we're able to, you know, have a good construction fund. And monthly we take money from our operational account where our store deposits go into, and we transfer that into the construction account. And that's because we get great donations, and we thank people for that. And please do keep them coming. And we definitely need volunteers in our stores. And right now the priority is to finish this home so that Yvette and Ruben can get moved in. So I just really want to encourage people to show up on Saturdays if possible. But if that doesn't work for you and you're available during the week and would like to help in another way, please do give us a call. We have tons and tons of work.
Okay. Well, Yvonne, thank you so much for joining us here on KRSN.
Okay, need to give you our phone number so people can call to volunteer and donate. It's 505-747-2690. And thank you very much for the time on the radio.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.